Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. This week, I'm going to be uncovering a few topics related to mindfulness meditation. I'm going to be going over the different practices, when people are expected to see results within their meditation, and whether or not it takes a certain mindset to meditate. Mindfulness itself is more than just a practice. It's a way of being. It's about being fully present and aware of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions without passing judgment on to any of them. So think of it as being in tune with your day-to-day experiences rather than just being on autopilot and letting your mind drift mindlessly. Daily routines like brushing your teeth or taking a shower or even eating become so normal to us that it's almost a thoughtless task. But what if, instead of being on autopilot, we engaged all five of our senses, smell, touch, sight, taste, and hearing? It might seem a little odd, but hear me out. There's an exercise in mindful eating that explores these five senses. I'll link the mindful eating video below, but essentially, mindful eating is about savoring every moment, giving full attention to the act of eating, and being aware of the hunger and fullness cues. By practicing mindful eating, we cultivate the deeper appreciation for food, and we can even foster healthier eating habits. If you decide to try mindful eating, try and notice how each sensation brings out different feelings or thoughts. And if there's no feelings or thoughts that rise, that's completely okay too. It can be something as simple as noticing the texture or the particular taste of a food that you never noticed before. Okay, so that is mindfulness in short. Now, what is mindfulness meditation? Imagine you have a busy day, lots of thoughts bouncing around like a pinball machine. Mindfulness meditation is like pressing the pause button on that pinball machine. It's about taking a moment to sit quietly and focus your attention on something simple like your breath. When you do this, you're training your mind to be present, to be in the here and to be in the now. You might notice your thoughts drift away, but that's okay. The idea is to gently bring your attention back to the present moment without judging yourself. So mindfulness meditation is basically a way to give your mind a little break from all the noise and chaos, which in turn helps you feel calmer, maybe more focused, and even more connected to the present moment. It's a technique that nourishes mindfulness through focused attention. Being in the present moment means embracing everything happening within us and around us. Pretty much the same qualities as mindfulness itself, except we add the element of meditation. When we add the element of meditation, we are, again, simply not judging any thoughts, feelings, or emotions when they come up. The importance of being present lies in appreciating the now, avoiding dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. We exist in this moment. We're not defined by our past selves, nor can we predict our future selves. The present offers the opportunity to enhance ourselves and pursue our future goals. So the more we practice mindfulness and mindfulness meditation, the more we can learn to appreciate our environment, the people around us, and even have more compassion for ourselves, because we start to become more self-aware. Very often, people misunderstand meditation as clearing the mind and doing nothing. However, meditation isn't about doing nothing or emptying the mind, as that implies that there's no thinking at all. There's no purpose in doing nothing or in trying not to think of anything at all. We are doing something. And what we're trying to do is to learn to redirect our attention back to our breath whenever we get any kind of distractions or when there's any judgment that arises. Given that meditation is not about trying to clear our thoughts or do nothing, how soon can people who consistently practice meditation see results? The timeline of seeing results varies from person to person. There are many factors that can influence the progression and the results of someone's practice. That can be their level of commitment, the specific type of meditation that is being practiced, and what their goals are for meditation. Some people may notice benefits within a few weeks of consistent practice, while others may take longer. It is important to approach meditation with realistic expectations and to understand that it's a gradual process that unfolds over time. So is meditation something anyone of any background can do? Do I have to be religious to practice meditation? Actually, anyone can meditate. While mindsets such as openness, curiosity, and patience enhance the meditation journey, there's no prerequisites for this. There are so many different practices and techniques for meditation, and it's all about finding the one that fits within your needs and your preferences. Some of the different practices of mindfulness meditation include breath awareness, body scan, walking meditation, loving kindness meditation, observing thoughts and emotions, and sound meditation. I will go over these practices in greater detail in a future podcast. But these practices can be combined or practiced individually, depending on your personal preferences and goals. That's all I have for this week's chat. I hope that you were able to gain some knowledge on what mindfulness meditation is. As always, I thank you for listening to this week's podcast about what mindfulness is. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to leave them down below. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and let's chat soon. Take care.